8, Pro 5, Leviticus 10, 1-11. Too drunk to care. Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Proverbs 20, verse 1. Nadab and Abihu would never have committed that fatal sin had they not first become partially intoxicated by the free use of wine. They understood that the most careful and solemn preparation was necessary before presenting themselves in the sanctuary where the divine presence was manifested, but by intemperance they were disqualified for their holy office. Their minds became confused and their moral perceptions dulled so that they could not discern the difference between the sacred and the common. To Aaron and his surviving sons was given the warning, "Do not drink wine nor strong drink, that ye may put difference between holy and unholy and between unclean and clean." The use of spirituous liquors has the effect to weaken the body, confuse the mind, and debase the morals. It prevents men from realizing the sacredness of holy things or the binding force of God's requirements. All who occupied positions of sacred responsibility were to be men of strict temperance, that their minds might be clear to discriminate between right and wrong, that they might possess firmness of principle and wisdom to administer justice and to show mercy. The same obligation rests upon every follower of Christ. To the Church of Christ in all ages is addressed the solemn and fearful warning, "If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are." 1 Corinthians 3:17. The case of Aaron's sons has been placed upon record for the benefit of God's people and should teach those especially who are preparing for the second coming of Christ that the indulgence of a depraved appetite destroys the fine feelings of the soul and so affects the reasoning powers which God has given to man that spiritual and holy things lose their sacredness. Disobedience looks pleasing instead of exceeding sinful.